Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The Sherrard Board of Education this week announcing a new superintendent. He's a 1990 graduate of Sherrard High School, so coming back home, it's Dr. Carl Johnson. So what about that? A local kid taking over as superintendent. Pretty good storyline, isn't it?
It's an amazing feeling, let me tell you. I hope everybody's half as excited as I am, Jim. It's an amazing feeling. That's all I can say. I mean, you know, I've heard the term bursting with pride, and I haven't felt it very often in my life like this. And let me tell you, it's an amazing feeling.
Well, like myself, a child of the 80s, 1990 doesn't seem that long ago, but it is. So what were some of your fonder memories, you know, growing up in the Sherrard School District and getting an education there?
Well, I'll agree with you first. It really wasn't that long ago. It seems like yesterday. I mean, I know I have gray hair, but that doesn't count. Some of the memories, I grew up outside of Iola, spent a little bit of time in New Windsor, living in New Windsor. And so technically an old Winola school district kid. I was super excited when Winola and Sherrard merged because of the opportunities that it would present. You know, obviously as a 16-year-old, you probably don't think as deeply as you need to about some of the things. But looking back now, the educational and the extracurricular opportunities that were presented after the merger with Sherrard were just incredible for all the kids that were involved. The people at Sherrard were incredibly accepting of the kids that were coming in from Winola. I don't remember, you know, perhaps, you know, selective memory, but I don't remember any issues with a merger amongst the kids anyway. And I have to tip my hat to all the people that helped me in the Sherrard District. I don't know that there's many teachers left from, you know, okay, so you were right, it was that long ago, but I don't think there's that many teachers left. But they did a great job. They helped me out a lot, the teachers who remained after the merger from Winola. I've heard from a lot of those this week already with congratulations and that they're happy. Yeah, I just can't say enough great things about the experiences that I was given while I was in Sherrard as a student.
So take us on your career path in education. So I think you're coming from the Kelowna School District, which is K through 8, which feeds into the United Township High School District. You're probably saying, well, how does he know about that? Because I was a Hampton kid. K through 8.
Oh, there you go.
That fed into the UT School District. So how are you getting, as they say, from maybe point A, point B, point C, point D to where you're at now, the Sherrard School District, when you take over as the superintendent there? Tell us a little bit about your career path.
Sure. Well, after I graduated from Augustana, which at the time was on the quarter system, so it was roughly Thanksgiving after I'd finished my student teaching, and there's not a, you know, in 1995, Thanksgiving, there's not a lot of teaching jobs opening. So I subbed for a little bit. A good friend of mine, Mark Pastelnik, was the new head wrestling coach at United Township, and he said, "You're done wrestling at Augie. Why don't you come and be my assistant coach?" And that started roughly a dozen years there, working with Mark. And I was actually hired that spring as a part-time teacher, part-time truant officer. And then the next year I became a full-time teacher at UT. So I was there in the classroom for about 10 years. Applied on an assistant principal job with guy I consider my mentor, Dr. Bill Burris at John Deere Middle School. And then when Bill went to the high school, Moline High School, I became the principal at John Deere. And after 5 years there, I went back home to what I thought was my home at UT for 7 years as high school principal. And then I've been out here for the last five. So quick arithmetic, you're over 25 years pretty quick.
Yeah, so we talk about like 7 degrees of separation. I grew up two houses down. Well, he was called Bam then, Mark Pastelnik, in Hampton, Illinois. So see, we're all connected some way, somehow, right? So
that's right.
Yeah.
So did he wear that great big cowboy hat back then?
Yeah. So I'm assuming. So if I go back, was your wrestling coach back in the day? Was it Ron McGraw or not?
Yes, Ron McGraw and Steve Bacaris.
Okay, because Ron McGraw later went on to the Illinois High School Association. So I know when we talk about, you know, administration in school districts and being superintendent and being steward of the, you know, money within the district. I know, you know, the things we're dealing with now in this pandemic since March of 2020, you know, deal with executive orders, things of that nature. And I know when we talk about rural school districts, you know, transportation continues to be such a big issue, and you know, rural districts have to get the biggest bang for their buck too with, you know, the services and the education they provide to students. Did I hit everything there in terms of what the real challenges are, you know, in a rural school district?
You know, I would love to say yes, but one of my common phrases over the last 2 years, I've just been honest with people and said, well, they didn't teach me that in superintendent school. But the one thing that remains is regardless of the problems that roll out, you can be assured that they're never going to be the same problems. You're always going to see new problems. It's just the last couple of years we've seen a huge amount of new problems, but, keep at the front of your mind that it's the relationship piece that will help you get through any problem. You know, even if there's a difference of opinion on bus routes, wearing of masks, you know, vaccinations with COVID, you know, there's been quite a few areas to disagree. As long as people remember the relationship piece, and that's what I always do, that we can talk to one another, we can be civil, you know, and we can work through anything as long as we're willing to talk about it.
And then too, when we talk about the complete, you know, product, when I'm talking about the Sherrard School District, you know, it starts and stops in the classroom. We know about that, but you know, you like to have strong, extracurricular activities. And I know a lot of people are out there listening now and they're saying, oh, Taylor's just talking about sports again. And no, I'm not meaning sports. I do mean sports, but I mean, you know, music, there's a proud tradition at Sherrard with music. We talk about, you know, things like ag education and National Honor Society and whatever that may be. I mean, those activities and the academic part, you want the perfect marriage to present the perfect product of the Sherrard School District. How important is all of that, you think?
Well, spending the majority of my career at United Township, so, you know, I'm around high school kids so much, or I was around high school kids so much. One of my favorite phrases was, don't be an 8-3 student. If you're an 8-3 student, you're missing out on so much more. Now, if that means coming in the morning to get extra help with homework, coming in to practice your instruments or your singing or your drama or weightlifting for sports, whatever the case may be, you know, come in early and do something and don't leave at 3:00. We have so much to offer, and Sherrard is a great example of that. Every kid can find something to do in high school after 3:00. You know, you don't have to leave. You don't have to go home. You know, there's work co-op programs, as you said. You know, it'll be fun for me, a former farm kid, to come back where there's actually a good FFA program. Don't be an 8-3 student because you're leaving so much on the table if you're walking away at that time or just arriving at 8:00, you know. Really put yourself out there. Find out what there is that you can get involved with. And if I'm being brutally honest, you know, when you'd ask me about, you know, what did the merger look like for me as a 16-year-old coming to finish my last 2 years at Sherrard, you know, it was, I'd be lying if I said football wasn't first on the list. You know, I know that's odd to think of a 16-year-old boy thinking about football first, but that's what I remember. So take advantage. You know, you have to be the well-rounded student. For some kids, you know, perhaps keeping your grades up to be able to play sports or to be able to be involved in extracurriculars is the key. Well, there's not too many teachers that are upset that you're keeping your grades up. They don't get, you know, they don't care the reason, as long as you're trying hard in the classroom and you're keeping your grades up and you're achieving to the best of your ability, that's really what matters to good classroom teachers. And I know Sherrard is absolutely stacked with good classroom teachers.
All right. So here's what we need to do. So we need to make purple and gold t-shirts, right? And we need to get that slogan on the front that says, don't be an 8-3 student. And then on the back, can you dig it? We put the hashtag Sherrard Roars. You want to do that? So like then every day. Let's do like on Fridays, then all the teachers, everybody in the buildings, they have to wear those shirts that say, don't be an 8-3 student. And like I said, the hashtag, everybody's big on the hashtags, Sherrard Roars. You do that on the back. So there you go. Somebody do that out there. See that you can get a purple with gold lettering and then you can get a gold with purple lettering, right? We'll do that. Well, Dr. Johnson, great to see a local kid, I'll say, coming back home to be superintendent of the Sherrard School District, and we'll look forward to working with you.
I look forward to working with you too, Jim, and thank you so much for the call.
All right, class of 1990. Now, Dr. Carl Johnson, he is the new superintendent of the Sherrard School District, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.